Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a spiritual director and a member of her congregation's leadership team. Sister Judith Ann's preaching is entitled, Mary and Elizabeth, Prophetic Women of Faith and Trust.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. At that time, Mary set out and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry and said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my experience, and I'm sure yours is too, that when people tell stories or remember special events, they usually begin with a phrase like, "I remember the time," or "Do you remember the time?" Luke, in this gospel we've just heard, is referring to the time when Mary set out to visit Elizabeth after the Annunciation, an event which surely turned her world upside down. The Holy Spirit had come upon her, and she knew deep within herself that her life was changed. What does she do? Well, I think she does what she has possibly always been doing. That is, thinking of the other. She sets off on a long, lonely pilgrimage, a journey which required all her trust in God's message. Together, of course, with the intuitive awareness that something profound was happening in her body, something that, humanly speaking, she could never explain, and something that made her feel very vulnerable. Despite the deep darkness and doubt which would have resided in her heart, she allowed herself to be called out to the other. The divine seed had been planted in her, and the word had become flesh. Faith is not about understanding. How could Mary ever have understood any of this? Rather, faith comes from accepting, and leads me to ask, how do I respond when circumstances in my life change and I am challenged to live without understanding, to live in fragility and vulnerability? So while Mary was taken into places she could not understand, across the miles, her cousin Elizabeth, whose husband Zechariah had been struck dumb, has in the silence also had to learn to trust what is happening in her body. She has to believe that with God all things are possible. Both women have surrendered in faith to the mystery, so so much so that when they encounter each other in their visitation, they actually recognize the child in each other's womb. The prophetic voice of Elizabeth acknowledges Mary as God-bearer. At Mary's greeting, the baby within the womb of Elizabeth has moved, empowering her to cry out, "You are most blessed of all women. And why should this happen to me that the mother of my Lord comes to visit me?" Elizabeth knows that not only is Mary with child, she is the God-bearer, carrying the child of God. What incredible faith. In our world today, we are in the throes of immense chaos, pain, and suffering. We need incredible faith to know that we are each called to be God-bearers. Yes, each one of us is longing for the birth of something new. And perhaps we are unaware of our personal labor pains, our collective labor pains. Jesus longs to be reborn in us. He longs for us to move out with a prophetic voice and speak truth to our wounded, waiting world. Our world of suffering and chaos needs signs of faith and trust, like that of Mary and Elizabeth. So as we listen to our own inner prophetic voice, can we trust the movement of the Spirit? Can we bring Jesus to birth in whatever circumstances we find ourselves? On this eve of the vigil of Christmas, we know that Jesus is continually being reborn in the hearts and minds of all who await his coming with joyful hope. Mary and Elizabeth inspire us. Their lives teach us to believe that Emmanuel, God with us, God within us, is present in all the changes and circumstances of our lives. Encourage us as we look to you, wise women of faith and bearers of the prophetic ones. Elizabeth and Mary, we salute you, we honor you, we love you. Blessed Christmas to all who are listening. Thank you.